So our next presenter is Chelsea Fu, who's going to be talking to us about a meningococcal C outbreak in California.
Good morning. I'm Chelsea. I'm the CSTE Applied Epidemiology Fellow for the Acute Communicable Disease Control Program with Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. So invasive meningococcal disease, or I'll refer to it as IMD, has an incubation period of about 3 to 4 days. Symptoms vary based on the type of illness, but commonly include sudden fever, headache, and stiff neck. Disease can present in many ways. In more than half, it presents as meningitis, but in others, it can be sepsis or pneumonia. So infection is often quite severe, with a 10 to 15% case fatality ratio. And of those who survive infection, 10 to 20% will suffer some sort of sequelae, which might be limb loss, extensive skin scarring, or cerebral infarction. Since 2000, the incidence rate of IMD has declined both nationally and in Los Angeles County and is now at historic lows. In 2014, our county incidence rate of meningococcal disease was just 0.12 per 100,000 in the general population. And we can likely accredit this decrease to vaccination efforts. Seasonal peaks of meningococcal disease typically occur in January and February. In the U.S., about 98% of reported cases are sporadic or not associated with an outbreak. The bacteria is spread from person to person via exchange of respiratory and throat secretions during close or lengthy contact. Roughly one in every 10 people are asymptomatic carriers of the bacteria, and cases generally acquire the bacteria from a contact with a carrier rather than directly from another case, which makes tracing of transmission extremely difficult. Traditionally, we're used to seeing outbreaks of IMD in settings such as university dorms or prisons. However, as of late, we've begun to see repeated outbreaks of IMD among men who have sex with men, or MSM. To my knowledge, the first recorded outbreak among MSM happened in Toronto in 2001, and since we've seen multiple outbreaks throughout the world. In addition to these listed on the map, there have been outbreaks in Berlin, Belgium, and Paris. All of these recorded outbreaks have been caused by the same serogroup and clonal complex, that is serogroup C, sequence type 11. And as you'll see on the map, in recent years, Los Angeles County has experienced two outbreaks, one that spanned from 2012 to 2014, and one just last year in 2016. The 2016 IMD outbreak was the largest reported among MSM in the United States. We had a total of 28 outbreak-associated cases of serogroup C meningococcal disease, and of these, 21 were identified as MSM. The outbreak spread among multiple local health jurisdictions highlighted here on the map and included the city of Long Beach, which is part of LA County but has its own health department, Los Angeles County at large, Orange County, and Ventura County. So in the 2016 outbreak, one of the initial questions was on the table was whether or not this was a continuation of the 2012 outbreak. Whole genome sequencing showed that they were indeed two distinct outbreaks. Between 2016 and 2012 isolates, there were over 400 SNP differences. And for reference, among our 2016 isolates, there were just 0 to 49 SNP differences. Given then that we experienced two separate outbreaks in LA County among MSM, we sought to compare the two outbreaks in order to help guide our future prevention efforts. We combined MSM cases from 2016 and 2012 outbreaks with respect to case demographics, risk behaviors, and clinical data. For both outbreaks, we considered a case as a person with confirmed serogroup C, IMD, and a Southern California resident during the outbreak period. We assessed risk behaviors from standardized patient interviews and abstracted clinical data from hospital records. So in both outbreaks, the majority of cases were male and MSM. The median age was similar in both outbreaks, but the range was wider in 2016. And from here on out, we'll look at just the MSM cases. Proportions of cases with HIV were similar in both outbreaks. A minority of individuals reported smoking tobacco or meeting intimate partners online or at bars or bathhouses. The one significant difference we found in terms of risk behaviors was the use of illicit drugs. In 2016, just 25% reported illicit drug use, compared to 80% in 2012 to 2014. Given the number of cases in the 2016 outbreak, we developed an extended supplemental questionnaire in order to try to identify common risk factors among outbreak cases. But still, nothing really emerged. We looked at many risky sex behaviors, but none were necessarily pervasive. The median number of sex partners in the 3 months prior to illness onset was just one. Few had sex with anonymous partners. Only one individual reported group sex, and one had an STD diagnosis in the past year. No respondents reported paying for sex or performing sex for money. When we looked at social behaviors for the 2016 cases, this wasn't a population that was necessarily going out a lot. We, when asked on average how often over the last 3 months have you visited bars, nightclubs, or attended parties in a week, the majority of our respondents said zero. When asked how frequently they went to places where gay men hang out over the past 3 months, the majority said never or once a month. So here's our overall epi curve for the 2016. Cases spanned from March 2016 to February of this year. So the outbreak is still technically ongoing, although cases have slowed. And when we plotted major LGBTQ gatherings in Southern California on the epi curve, you can see there was some association with the onset of cases. However, it was a small minority of cases that reported attending any of these events when explicitly asked. This led us to question whether these large gatherings amplified carriage enough to propagate the outbreak in the general population. So again, comparing the two outbreaks, clinical outcomes were similar between them. In 2016, the case fatality rate was lower, but length of stay among survivors was longer. In 2012, we issued vaccination recommendations that targeted the high-risk groups that were identified. These recommendations were still in place in 2016 when the outbreak first occurred. Under these recommendations, however, just six of our first 13 cases would have even been recommended for vaccination, which wasn't sufficient coverage. So in 2016, we expanded our vaccination recommendations to include not only all HIV-infected individuals, but all MSM regardless of risk and HIV status. So as you can imagine, implementing the 2016 expanded vaccination recommendations took a lot of effort from a lot of different organizations. It's estimated that the MSM population makes up about 6.7% of males in Los Angeles County. So that's about 250,000 people that were recommended for vaccination suddenly. There were a variety of outreach activities that occurred in 2016 to improve vaccination coverage. We sent alerts to providers and worked with some to improve capacity for vaccination. We hosted vaccination clinics in physicians' offices and also venue-based vaccination clinics at local gay bars and places of that nature. One thing I'll highlight is that we consulted and partnered with local LGBTQ organizations throughout, and their input was invaluable. And they were also very proactive and launched many of their own initiatives. In 2012, about 3,500 doses of vaccine were distributed. In 2016, over 13,000 doses were ordered, and over 8,300 were administered to our knowledge. So, in closing, outbreaks of meningococcal disease among MSM are a persisting occurrence, particularly in densely populated metropolitan areas, and it's not always possible to identify a common risk factor. Moving forward, we need to think about long-term recommendation measures that we can take in order to protect MSM populations and prevent further disease. In areas with recurring outbreaks, such measures may include routine vaccination policies, and as one of our local nonprofits pointed out, it's just a prick. So with that, I'd like to just acknowledge that this is the work of many people. I tried to be as comprehensive as possible, but there were a lot of individuals, and this is far from my own work. So thank you.